more ideas, different points of view, in-depth discussion, and thoughtful analysis. Welcome to Inside the County Board on News Talk 1130 WISN, your exclusive look inside Milwaukee County government. Here's your host, Harold Mester.
Good evening, Milwaukee County. The 2011 county budget, what to do with O'Donnell Park, those topics and more as Inside the County Board begins our October 3rd, 2010 edition. Now, Scott Walker just presented his 2011 budget proposal to the county board. It included some options for O'Donnell Park, and joining me to discuss that are Supervisors Mark Borkowski and John Whiteshawn Jr. Gentlemen, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So we're here to talk about an issue that the county will likely be facing for a number of years, and that's the O'Donnell Park parking structure near the lakefront. Now, tragically, on June 24th, a concrete slab fell from that structure. It killed 15-year-old Jared Kellner and severely injured two others. Our thoughts remain with their families tonight. Now, since the accident, the Walker administration has performed a facade inspection at a number of other buildings around the county, and they've made some repairs on those facilities. As for O'Donnell Park, the county's faced with a long-term policy decision. Now, as I mentioned, the county executive presented a number of options ranging from tearing down the structure to just removing the defective panels that pose a danger to the public. He has deferred largely to the county board and has changed his position really a couple times on this so far. It looks like the county executive is going to go along with whatever emerges from the board on this. Do you guys agree with that? Supervisor Whiteshawn?
Well, thank you, Harold. One of the things that I think that this brings is an actual opportunity out of this tragedy, and that it gives us an opportunity to reexamine what the public would like to see at this key location on our lakefront. And I think that the county board will take some time and deliberate this and come up with whatever they see as the best interest of the public.
Supervisor Borkowski, fairly early on, you came out and said, let's just tear it down.
Right. And I stand by those statements. And I would challenge any of the listeners to this program. The last 30 to 40 years in this community, let's say the greater Milwaukee area, has there been a construction project like O'Donnell Park where we've had the problems, the concerns, in essence, the drama that went into building this facility? I've grown up in this area. I remember all of the different things that took place prior to. I think we all got lulled into thinking that, you know, it was a wonderful structure. It provided a lot of safe parking, that kind of thing. But I will also tell you that as soon as the tragedy struck, I was mortified in the sense that, wow, you know, I guess I'm not surprised. There was so many issues with this thing in the beginning. And so I've come out right out and said, I'm not going to put any more money into that structure. I'm not going to put any Band-Aids on that structure. I want it down. Now, what comes of it, what the rising phoenix is, if you will, I'm all ears. But I am not going to give that facility another chance to kill.
Supervisor Whiteshawn, do you think that's a little early to come out with that?
Just a little bit, because only the fact that I think we need to get the public's input that, as I said earlier, I believe this is an opportunity to maybe recreate a new facility that's in the greater interest of downtown Milwaukee and Milwaukee County overall. There is no doubt that this structure needs an amazing amount of work. And that the reputation has been damaged so much that even if you spent millions of dollars on repairs, that the public would still not feel comfortable using that facility. So I think what we need to do is take a little time, ask the public what they would like to see as an alternative. We know that parking will be a number one concern. There is, I believe, 1,200 parking stalls at Old Donald Park. It's key for the two businesses, both Betty Brim and the Coast Restaurant. So we have to make sure that whatever replaces O'Donnell Park is actually a catalyst to help develop the area of downtown Milwaukee and supports the downtown infrastructure.
Now, Supervisor Linda Bruin came out publicly through the media and said, we need to look at redeveloping that site as well as the downtown transit center just to the south of O'Donnell Park. And she suggested maybe some private firms coming in to do it. The chairman of the board, Lee Holloway, is asking county staff to put together an RFP to get some information on, you know, what kind of interest there is for that site. Supervisor Borkowski, if you want to tear it down, what would you like to see in that place?
Well, I know that this community has many, many creative people. And as Supervisor Weishon has said, this is an opportunity to go from a lemon to lemonade. And I absolutely agree with him. And I also would say that all of the colleagues, all of our colleagues that have weighed in on this, I think we're pretty much on the same page. We see this as an opportunity. Yes, let's get the public involvement as far as what they would like. We've got some wonderful tenants, and we can talk about them maybe a little later in the show, Harold. But, you know, again, you're not going to find a finer parcel of real estate than the area by the Transit Center and O'Donnell Park, the gateway to Lake Michigan, one of the Great Lakes, the gateway to the Calatrava, and also, obviously, the avenue of avenues with Wisconsin Avenue. So, let's put some creative genius behind this and really do a great thing.
The county executive and others have mentioned that land possibly could fetch upwards of $30 million. Now, if you have a developer coming in and they're paying $30 million on that land, they're going to have to build probably something pretty major to recoup what they paid for the land, and that has raised some suspicions that, you know, you might have a high-rise condo complex on that parcel. Do either of you two want to weigh in on that?
Well, number one, I'm not interested in selling the parcel for real estate development just outright to the public private sector. The fact is that this is a significant parcel to the development of downtown. It has a great public use. And what we need to do is find possibly a partnership, but ownership would still stay within the public realm. That whether or not we like it, the current facility and demolition costs are going to be fairly expensive. And I don't see anyone in the private sector taking on that responsibility. And number two, there is a question of what is actually available for sale. What is lake bed? What is infill? And what would be allowable under the Department of Natural Resources? So rather than to get tangled up in those debates, it should be, let's see what the public wants and let's develop a healthy public-private partnership that is in the best interest of everyone, rather than just looking for a quick budget fix and selling things outright.
Supervisor Borkowski?
Well, and absolutely. First of all, you've got the beautiful Calatrava Art Museum. There's absolutely no way that anybody would want to have that view taken away from them. So I don't think any of us are interested in, you know, some gargantuan building or whatever that blocks that that panoramic view. So, you know, I think that we can utilize the land that we have around there. I'd like to think that, again, being creative. Now, we talked about Betty Brin and the Coast Restaurant, and I know that their attendance is down a little bit because of the parking facility not being up to speed at
this
stage.
It's hard to park there right now without it.
Exactly. And you know what? They've been great tenants for Milwaukee County, and I am not adverse to maybe revisiting their contracts and saying, hey, listen, when you signed up to be with us, you know, we assumed, you know, general business procedures and that kind of thing. We did not expect to have this kind of tragedy, if you will. And so what does that mean? I'm not sure exactly, but I think that from a financial standpoint, we should make it palatable to them. And you might say, well, the county doesn't have any money, or this seems a little bit out of the ordinary. Actually, Harold, we do have precedents out at the airport right after 9/11, and obviously the fact that people were not flying. Those vendors that we have contracts with, we rewrote those contracts because, again, that was out of, in essence, their control, out of their business model and practices. Same thing with the people at Coast and Betty Brin. And so I want to keep that door open too, because they've been good tenants. Those are good facilities, and I don't want to lose them.
Do either of you have any specific ideas on what you want to see on that site moving forward?
Well, I think the number one concern is that if we're whatever is newly constructed must have a major parking component. That parking at that area of the lakefront is crucial. It serves a purpose for both Summerfest, for the art museum, for the war memorial, and for our downtown business clients, along with Betty Brim and the Coast Restaurant. So parking is a vital component that must be included in whatever future proposal is there.
Let's talk about how we got to where we are right now. I mentioned earlier that the county executive contracted with a firm who partnered with a number of firms. There were actually two firms. One of them coordinated the inspection of buildings across the county, and the other one was in charge of inspecting just O'Donnell Park and trying to figure out exactly what happened there to cause the tragedy. Supervisor Weishaun, you've come out publicly and you have opposed those efforts. You wanted what you had called an independent investigation. Can you explain more about that?
Sure. The reason that we want an independent investigation, myself and some of my colleagues have held different press conferences on this, is to protect the taxpayers of Milwaukee County. The fact is that whether we like it or not, because of this tragedy, we will end up in some type of litigation. And any smart attorney on the other side is going to point out that two out of the three people that have been investigating this, the county executive and the sheriff, are politicians and are up on the for election in November. That the contractors, many of them have donated to their campaigns and are dependent on continued work with Milwaukee County. And so that is a very deep and inherent conflict of interest. So I think much like they do in criminal cases where you are concerned about a bias by a judge or a prosecutor, you go and you ask for someone from outside your community to come in and take a look at this. And that's what myself and some of my colleagues have asked for. And that will protect Milwaukee County in court. So we can say honestly that if Milwaukee County didn't have anything to do with this, whether the deferred maintenance issues that are rampant in Milwaukee County weren't part of this, or whether or not the inspections truly indicate what was at fault.
Supervisor Borkowski, how do you feel about the inspections at O'Donnell Park and other buildings so far?
Well, Harold, I'm going to go back to my opening statement as far as, in essence, being a younger person and seeing the history of this whole project. And I'm very alarmed at the reports that we've gotten so far. And remember, these are only just the facade. These are those panels, 13 tons, by the way. Now, we haven't done any kind of x-raying, if you will, of the ceilings, of the floors, or whatever. We're just talking the sides, the facades. So I have a great concern as to what else is there. Again, having no faith, no confidence, no trust in the actual construction of this, my fear is we're going to find some other things that right now we don't know, we don't notice or whatever. I don't have a problem per se on an independent study. I think that it's good to have a couple of studies. I liken it to the fact that if you go to your doctor and your doctor gives you a prognosis that maybe you don't like or is scary or whatever, many times you're told, go get a second opinion. See what else is out there. See what else. Get some confirmation. Supervisor Weishaun kind of touched on it a little bit. This thing can get a little political, with campaign contributions and that kind of stuff. And so, at least for myself, when I say independent, I want somebody that has no relationship with Milwaukee, maybe no relationship with Wisconsin. Bring in some firm from Idaho or someplace that has, blind eyes, blinders on, and basically go in and say, hey, I got nothing to win or lose on this. And that's something that you can trust.
Now, the board has been presented with the findings that have been found so far at O'Donnell Park and at other facilities. When it comes to O'Donnell Park, we do know that the panels were not installed the way they were supposed to be installed. What is still outstanding is how that happened, whether there are people checking that just, you know, kind of turned a blind eye to it or whatever. But what we do not have yet is the actual cause. What caused that one to fail at that exact time? And I think they're still looking into that.
That's correct. And that, I guess, is one of the big misconceptions about the reports that we have received. This was just an inspection. And in fact, this report also pointed out, you know, literally millions of dollars worth of deferred maintenance and water damage and other critical issues with the structure other than just the panels. And just because the panels may not have been installed exactly the way that the original engineer architect had intended, that doesn't mean that that's what caused the accident or that how they were attached was somehow not up to the strength that it needed to keep these pieces in place. So what we really have to concentrate on is what caused the accident and work from there and not get too tangled up in some of the history of this and some of these general inspection reports, because I think we've had inspections done in the past going back a couple decades, and we knew that there were problems with this facility. We've put millions of dollars into it. The question is, what caused the accident? And we don't know that for sure.
Last thing I want to get into on this is when we're looking at the 2011 budget that was just presented a few days ago, the county executive included roughly $5 million for O'Donnell Park. And because we are in the middle of a three-year capital campaign to take advantage of Build America bonds, the board is kind of in a bind because you can't really add other capital projects. So what the county executive is doing is taking funds away from building indoor aquatic centers at Noyes and Pulaski Parks. Do you two agree with that, or is there another route that you're going to go as we go through the budget process?
Well, I'll tell you, this is when it becomes a political hardball. And anybody that knows the dynamics of county board members or the county executive or whatever, I don't think that this is a random thing as far as pulling money from certain areas. Again, I guess that's what makes politics the contact sport that it is. And if we say that politics is not involved, I think that we're kidding ourselves. We know that where those locations are and who those supervisors are. Again, this just makes politics interesting for those that have a total understanding of it.
Supervisor Weishon, you were one of the individuals that was pushing to enhance those indoor pools. Do you have other options?
One, we have to look at O'Donnell Park and when any funds would be needed. The fact is, an investigation is still taking place, and we have no idea if that investigation will actually even be completed in some time to do any type of construction in 2011. So I think it is incredibly short-sighted, and as Supervisor Borkowski pointed out, that this is just some inside politics by the county executive. The fact is that the community aquatic centers are important and vital to all of Milwaukee County, that they are in the process of being enhanced to generate more revenue for Milwaukee County and make these institutions self-supporting. And I think it is just, unfortunately, some political games on the county exec's part. And actually, I'm glad that he actually finally admits that the Build America bonds, the stimulus project, has merits, and that the president was right to do this.
Well, I don't think he's come out specifically and said that, but you did, Supervisor. So,
it is important that people know. And as you see, as you drive down Oklahoma Avenue, that's a stimulus project. That's what made that possible. When you see this here, $5 million, whether it's used for aquatic centers or for O'Donnell Park, that's the stimulus, and that's what's putting people to work in Milwaukee County.
Okay. Well, thanks to both of you for joining us tonight. This is, I'm sure we'll be updating our listeners on this over time, because I don't see this being resolved anytime soon.
Thank you, Harold.
Thank you.
Thanks. Still to come tonight, how the county executive can preserve most programs and cut the property tax levy. What you're not being told about the 2011 county budget when Inside the County Board continues on News Talk 1130 WISN.